are really rude. But my experience was just the opposite. I thought they were candid. I found them very refreshing. They weren't politically correct. They tell you exactly what they think. They lay it all out there for you, huh? And you can retort back with whatever you want to say. In New York, you can tell it like it is, baby. We see that New Yorker side of Jesus in today's gospel. Ordinarily, Jesus is encouraging. He speaks to people with respect and compassion, with love and mercy, except for one group of people, and that's the religious leaders of his day. He's deeply critical of them because they reject his father's message that he was sent to deliver to his people. And on this occasion, Jesus unloads on them. His description of them says they're pompous, arrogant, self-righteous. They think they're better than everybody else and entitled to preferential treatment. Believing they deserve their titles and status. They want to be noticed. Jesus accuses them of not ministering to the people, not guiding them, doing nothing to help bring the Jewish people closer to God. They are standoffish, take it or leave it kind of guys. Totally indifferent about others' salvation. Jesus labels them hypocrites. They make demands on people, and then they don't follow the laws themselves. The problem isn't what they say, but how they live their lives. They don't practice what they preach. Deacons, priests, and bishops need to listen up here so we don't turn around and do the same. I'd like to think that most of us minister well, but I know we all have blind spots about ourselves. We depend on you in the pews to set us straight when we don't walk the talk. And that's not disrespecting us. That's respecting us. But it would be a mistake to interpret this gospel as applying only to religious leaders. While Jesus is slamming them, he's telling all of his followers, don't be like them. Don't act like them. Christ is telling us to live with integrity. If we're going to call ourselves Christians, then our beliefs and actions need to be consistent with his. What Christ attacked as lacking in the religious leaders of his day is what he gave of himself and what he expects of his disciples. Practicing humble service for others. He says, help people with their burdens. It's usually not about money. It's about time, needing to be listened to, or needing someone to pray with them in their troubles. If someone enters our lives needing help, needing our service, no matter what their education level or income or social standing, we help them as best as we can. Jesus calls us to help, serve, and forgive others. And he knows that's a stretch for us, a struggle. But he wants us to aim for consistency. And we can't just help certain people. That's a discriminatory attitude. It would cause us to go through the purgatory process. Those kinds of attitudes need to be cleansed from us, purged from us, purified from us, before we can meet Christ. Because because they hamper the fullness of love that we need to live in heaven. If we look at certain people as we need our help, Christ calls us out on it. That attitude is inconsistent with the life of a disciple. Then our lives don't match our beliefs and what we say. We don't have to seek out people who need help. We just can't ignore those who enter our lives. If we want honor, let's follow Christ's example of serving others rather than being served. In the kingdom of God, greatness is calculated in terms of service and forgiveness of others. Start out by keeping an eye out for our brothers and sisters in this parish family. If they're carrying a burden, lift a finger to help. Life, love, and care come to us as a gift, not as something owing to us. Share